Hello, it's Dr. Jeff with another episode of Talk Healthy Today. This episode, we will welcome another amazingly knowledgeable guest from the health and nutrition field. Practitioner Cheryl Myers will be here today, so you really do not want to miss this episode. Better Nutrition presents Talk Healthy Today, brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at europharmausa.com.
Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Millions of Americans aren't getting the recommended 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night, and their lack of shut-eye, well, it's taking its toll on professional relationships, family life, and public safety. It's even putting a damper on their sex lives. According to the Sleep in America poll conducted by the National Sleep Foundation, if you're one of them, you know the price insomnia can take on your life. But chronic sleeplessness can also significantly impact your health. When we sleep soundly, our bodies are able to repair muscles, release hormones, bolster immunity, and energize our cells. Getting enough sleep affects the ability to concentrate, as well as our moods, well, and even our weight. It also affects how our bodies age. Today, Cheryl Myers and I are teaming up to give you some effective tips for falling asleep and staying asleep naturally. My guest today, Cheryl Myers, is an author, practitioner, and an expert on integrative health and natural medicine. She is a nationally recognized speaker who has been interviewed by the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Prevention Magazine. Her many articles have been published in such diverse journals as Aesthetic Surgery Journal, Nutrition and Complementary Care, and her research on botanicals has been presented at the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology and the North American Menopause Society. She is a well-known advocate for bridging the worlds of mainstream and natural medicine. A graduate of Purdue University, Ms. Myers has been clinically certified in oncology and gerontology, has an additional degree in psychology focusing on physiological brain function, and is the head of scientific affairs and education for Europharma Incorporated. Help me welcome my guest today, Cheryl Myers. Hi, Cheryl. How are you today?
I'm fine. It's so nice to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. Boy, this is a subject. You know, I think when I was little, I kept thinking to myself, boy, I could only stay up all night long and not have to sleep, I'd have much more fun. And now I think to myself, boy, if I could just sleep, I'd be more energetic.
Absolutely. You know, there's just so many things in our lives that's connected to whether or not we're getting a good night's sleep. And it's not just quantity of sleep, it's quality of sleep. Because we're unconscious of what's going on while we're asleep, many people don't recognize that you can be asleep for 8 or 9 or 10 hours, but that does not necessarily mean that you're getting healthy, restorative sleep that makes you feel your best the next day.
You know, the other thing is, you know, I think a lot of people just get so busy. Life does get in the way. And, you know, we're watching TV. Before you know it, it's late in the evening. And then we decide to stay up a little bit later. And then before you know it, it's midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. You have to get up at 6 o'clock. And we're cutting ourselves short. And then all day long, we're doing everything we can to recharge the batteries. And that includes stimulating. We are overstimulated already, but caffeine and sugar and boy, just anything we can possibly do just to get through the day. And, you know, at the end of the day, Cheryl, we always say the same thing. I'm never going to do that again. But we do.
Yes, absolutely. And then you add to that our exposure to the huge amounts of light. So it used to be that, you know, people did have lanterns and they had candles, but they were expensive to run. You know, people couldn't afford to burn candles until 2 in the morning unless it was a special event. So people had a dimmer light as it got darker outside. So they had enough light to maybe eat dinner by or maybe crochet by the fire, but we certainly didn't have enough light that was constantly stimulating the backs of our eyes and telling us it's still daytime. Now we have all these electronic lights that simulate daylight, and then in addition to that, we focus our eyes on light-producing objects like the television set or the cell phone or the iPad, and this delivers a message to our brain that it's still daytime outside, and it's not quite time yet to release that melatonin and help us to start going to sleepy time mode.
I think for many of us, you know, we get to bed at night, and I think, you know, when I was a kid, in your bedroom, you had some toys. We didn't have TVs. We didn't have any of that stuff that we wanted to stay up and do. We went to bed. We always had bedtimes also. You had to go to bed at a certain time. And, you know, then we get to be on our own and we're like, you know, I'll decide when I go to bed. And we're paying the price for it now. And even if you get ready to go to bed, when you go to bed, we're still not ready because we bring, like you said, laptops, backlit devices, cell phones. You know, our TVs are going. The bedroom is no longer a bedroom. It's just another place to work.
Well, you know, one of the things they talk about in trying to provide for healthier sleep, aside from the fact that you need to avoid stimulating substances after noon-ish, aside from that, is called sleep hygiene. It's how to prepare yourself to be ready to go to sleep. Pull back on your exposure to light a couple of hours before bedtime. You know, don't have quite so much bright light. Try to get to bed and relax for a while. Don't take your cell phone to bed with you. Don't be checking the latest sports scores or who's engaged to whom on Facebook as you're trying to relax and go to sleep at night, because you're sending the wrong signals to your brain. That's emitting a lot of blue light, and the other time we see blue light is in the daytime with sunlight. So those are some important things to do with sleep hygiene. And I agree, if you have sleep difficulties, get the devices out of the bedroom. And when you go to bed, if you really need to read or something before you go to sleep, just have a nice little golden lamp next to the bed. Nothing too bright, nothing neon. Read for a little bit before bedtime. Or relax and shut your eyes and listen to some music or listen to some books on CD if you need to, if you're having some trouble getting to sleep. But keep it dark. And unless it's a health hazard to you, unless you're going to trip and fall and break an ankle, try not to turn on lots of light if you do wake up in the middle of the night. You know, some people go to sleep and an hour or two later they twitch awake and they have to go to the bathroom. Well, if they flip on all the lights, again, you're sending that signal to the brain, hey, it's daytime. And then they're going to have a harder time settling down and going back to sleep.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, I mean, I've even instructed men who have prostate issues and they're trying to get those under control. I tell them, I said, have a little flashlight next to the bed. You know, it's easier to use that because then your eyes are not, you know, completely adjusting to the light again, you know, and that way it's, or using those tiny little floor lights that plug into the outlets. And, you know, because I know what happens to me when I would get up in the middle of the night, I would turn all the lights on, go to the bathroom, and then I'd find myself in the brushing my teeth again that maybe I forgot to do. And then I'm like, well, I'll just go check my email. And then I was up. And
absolutely.
I was not good the next day.
Yeah, well, that's an excellent idea. What you want to avoid is shining the light into your eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and then today we have people that are older, a lot of men with prostate problems. I know a lot of women that have, you know, overactive bladders. So we're getting up during the night. And, you know, the hard part is not just getting to sleep the first time, but being able to go back to sleep and having it to be some kind of a constructive sleep as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, as I said right earlier, it's not just about quantity of sleep, it's about quality of sleep. And we go through five stages at night, creatively named stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, stage 4, and REM, rapid eye movement sleep. And different things happen in each of these stages. And a lot of times people just think of sleep as if it is one thing, but it's not. It's actually a process. And this process is designed not just to recharge your battery so you're ready to have get up and go the next day, but did you know that in stage 3 and stage 4 sleep, that's where the major repair functions of the body take place? So if you break a leg or if you're in a car accident, you have a lot of tissue damage. If you don't get enough time in stage 3 and stage 4 sleep because of your pain or discomfort, then you're not going to heal as quickly as someone who has their pain controlled or who has special help in going to sleep and staying asleep. The problem with prescription pain medications is that the prescription pain medications absolutely do put you to sleep, but they keep you in stage 1 and stage 2 sleep, so you don't get down into the deepest stages where I always, when I'm doing consumer lectures or when I'm talking with patients, I always say, that's when the mechanics drive the car into the garage, they turn off the engine, and they start all the process of repairs. Well, if you can't get down to that level, then those repairs are not going to happen, or they're not going to happen very effectively. Additionally, another compound is made in stage 3 and more in stage 4 sleep, and that's your body's own human growth hormone. Now, I'm not a proponent of these fancy clinics all around the, you know, the country where the movie stars go and they pay $10,000 for an injection of human growth hormone so that they try to stay young forever. I think that's unhealthy. But I do believe that the human growth hormone your own body makes plays an incredibly important role in helping determine how rapidly you age. And if you don't make very much human growth hormone, you're going to see some of the processes associated with aging accelerating. So you're going to see the skin wrinkling faster. You're going to see more oxidative damage. You're going to see more inflammatory changes. So just imagine you're an individual who's taking sleeping pills to stay asleep at night, and you don't think that you can sleep without them. If you do that for long periods of time, you're actually accelerating the aging process and putting yourself at risk for certain diseases because you've interrupted the body's own process of how it repairs itself.
Well, and then the other part of that as well is we really have to wrap our mind around the idea that sleep is not just something we do. I mean, it is something that is so crucial, and just missing one night when you have a bad night's rest, we may think to ourselves, well, I'll get to the weekend, I'll sleep a little bit more, but it's hard to regain something you've lost, and we don't really get to play catch up. We have to just start thinking about sleep as an essential part of the day, just as important as being awake is being asleep.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, have you ever had a friend who stayed up all night studying for finals, or a new mom or dad with a new baby and they were up all night and they still tried to drag themselves to work anyway? You know, someone who's really had a horrible night's sleep, you take one look at them, and before they even say a word, what's the first words out of your mouth? Boy, you look like you need some rest.
Exactly.
Well, if you can see those physical changes on their face with only one night of missed sleep, what do you think is happening on the inside of their bodies? There are actual physical changes that occur if you don't get healthy sleep every night.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, we work in and live and exist in a world today that is so stressful, and we carry so much stress, whether it's actual compounded stress or if it's, you know, just stress that we've created in our own mind, or we're creating all kinds of stressful scenarios in our brain. Whatever it is, at the end of the day, as we get to go to bed at night, the things that we do naturally on a regular basis today, we think about first, like plugging in our phone, plugging in our laptop, plugging in our iPads. And we do all that because we want to make sure that they have a full charge tomorrow when we get up to go to work and do what we do. But we rarely plug in ourselves to get that charge.
That's an absolutely wonderful analogy. Maybe we do take better care of our electronic devices than we do of our own brain and body, huh?
I think so. And you know what it's like to get up in the morning. And it's kind of funny. I was talking to a friend the other day, and she said, oh, I just had the worst day the other day. I didn't get any sleep. And I got up, and my phone was dead, and my laptop was dead. And all day long, I was looking for places to plug in to get a charge. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, how many of us get up every morning, and we're looking for that plug in and charge, but it comes in the form of sugar and caffeine and stimulants?
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not against a little bit of caffeine. I think that coffee and tea is fine. If you use it in the morning to help give you a little pick-me-up, that's fine. But if you can't function without it, then you're borrowing way too much energy. It's a loan shark energy deal you're working on there. So you're borrowing energy by using these stimulants, but you're going to pay for it later. So I think that looking at, if you have ongoing issues with sleep, trying to focus on some of those sleep hygiene items that we were talking about, and then using more natural interventions to try to get that healthy levels of sleep that you need to get down into the stage 3 and stage 4 and more REM sleep is extremely important. And I hope that individuals know that there's more that they can do from an herbal or natural medicine standpoint to help get a good night's sleep than what they see on TV with things like acetaminophen PM or ibuprofen PM, you know, these drugs on TV that are over-the-counter that combine an over-the-counter pain reliever that has a side effect list as long as your arm with the side effect of an allergy drug. You know, the PM part is called diphenhydramine. One brand name that it's sold under is Benadryl, but it's sold under other brand names as well. That's an allergy medication that just happens to have a side effect of making people very sleepy. So some marketing genius decides to snap an allergy drug onto a pain reliever, both of which have long, long lists of potential adverse effects, especially with long-term use, and saying, here's something that's safe for you to take every night to get a good night's sleep. So there's just so much more we can offer people to help them get healthy.
And the thing is, when you're using some of the natural things, a lot of people are so surprised that they get such a great night's sleep, because Once again, we've been convinced that if it doesn't come in an amber bottle and it doesn't come across the pharmaceutical counter, it can't truly be effective.
Right, absolutely. You know, one of the things that we have that we developed to help individuals that both had occasional muscle pain, like due to exercise and overuse, where they just can't get comfortable at night, is called Curamin PM. And that product combines a little bit of melatonin. Now, melatonin is a hormone, and this is a signaler that tells your body that it's time to wind down, that it's bedtime. The majority of our melatonin is made when we are ready to go to sleep and while we are asleep. It's called the hormone of darkness. And if you're and it is only made when you're no longer exposed to the light. So if you get up in the middle of the night, turn on the bright lights, start watching TV for a couple hours, you're shutting down your melatonin production, which is unhealthy because melatonin is needed for lots of functions in your body. But it also makes your ability to get to sleep even worse because now you've disrupted what we call the body's circadian rhythms, which is the sleep-wake cycle, the natural sleep-wake cycle of the body. So using a little bit of melatonin to reset that and to help you listen to your body's own signals to fall asleep and stay asleep can be extremely useful for some individuals. So that's one of the things that we have done is putting together our special clinically studied curcumin and boswellia to help individuals who have that kind of pain that might keep them twitchy at night, not getting comfortable. But then adding to that, they have some of the support from just a little bit. You don't need a lot, just a little bit of melatonin to help get you back on track again. It's also really awesome for people that have just gone through travel in a lot of time zones to help reset your clock and to help you recover from jet lag faster.
Want to see what's coming up on the show? Like our Facebook page or follow us on Instagram or Twitter and let us know what your favorite healthy habit is. Well, then listen in. You might just hear it here mentioned right on the show. And let's face it today, walking into most health food stores, it can boggle the brain. Faced with shelf after shelf of supplements, how do you know what to choose? Better Nutrition can help. Better Nutrition is the healthy shopping magazine packed with useful information on a variety of health topics as well as deliciously healthy recipes and good-for-you lifestyle tips. Every issue will help you stay up to date on the best products and advice for optimal wellness. Pick up your copy of Better Nutrition at fine health food stores near you today. I have to say something, Cheryl, and this is interesting. I have a good friend, and I recommended your PM formula. And my philosophy behind it was he was using the daytime formula during the day of the Curamin and doing very well. But every morning when he would go to bed, he was feeling pretty good. But when he woke up in the morning, the first 2 hours, he was in so much pain. So finally I asked him, I said, how do you sleep at night? He says, oh my goodness. He goes, I toss and I turn. I never find comfortable positions. He says, my wife's about ready to kill me because all I do is move and move and try to adjust even when I'm sleeping to find some place where I'm comfortable and I'm not hurting. So I thought to myself, there you go. So I recommended the PM formula. He takes the regular one during the day and the PM formula. Guess what? He's now sleeping really well and soundly, not flopping around the bed, waking up in the morning with the same lack of pain and soreness that he had when he went to bed. And you know, he's just ecstatic. And it just made such good sense because if you're not comfortable and you're not really going into a rest state and all you're doing is moving around all night long, of course you're going to be more sore in the morning.
And absolutely, that's a wonderful story to share because you also have the period of inactivity at night that when you aren't up moving around, sometimes your joints start to get stiff. So it also improves your flexibility when you get up and moving around when you get a good night's sleep and when you help get that on board so that when they wake up, they feel better in the morning as well. And unlike some of the other alternatives, these are things that are safe to take for as long as you want to take them. If you need support occasionally, they're fine. But if you're a person who needs ongoing support and you need help for your sleep every single night for weeks and weeks and months, it's absolutely safe to take.
Well, I guarantee you, I don't think you could pry it out of his hand right now. he said, you know, Jeff, it's the craziest thing. He said, I always would wake up in the morning. It would take me so long to get going. And he goes, then I'd get going, and I would take my Curamin, have a little breakfast, have my smoothie. And he says, in an hour or so, he goes, I was moving. He said, but that first hour was so bad. And I'm surprised nobody ever asked him, well, how do you sleep at night? And it was just like the look on his face was like, you have no idea how badly I sleep. And he's getting a good night's rest now, which reduces inflammation, helps with healing. So you're hitting about 100 things with one great product.
Yes, and by one great process, too, by getting a good night's sleep. In and of itself is a very healing process. You know, when we get sick, when anybody's ever had the flu or really serious illness where you're, I mean, not just a little head cold, but you're really ill, what do? You sleep 18 hours a day, right? You're tired all the time. Why is that? Well, it's our body's own signal that you need to go into repair mode. And when you go to sleep, so the body sends us these signals, you know, stop moving around, stop using your energy. Let us divert it for a while to help heal you from this disease. So the worst thing you can do if you're really seriously sick is to keep pushing and pushing and pushing yourself. Listen to those fatigue signals. Relax, rest, lay down, read a book, watch a little TV, or take a nap. Whatever you need to do, but let your body go into rest and restore cycle. That was such a nice story that you told about Curemin PM. There's also individuals who don't necessarily have any pain issues, but they still have some trouble either occasionally or ongoing with sleeping. And one of the other things that I have had some experience with is called Terrific Z's, a cute little name, but it's a combination of essential oils. And, you know, more and more we're finding the science behind essential oils that are approved for human use. Now, not all essential oils are approved for human use, but the ones that you can use internally can be very, very powerful indeed. In fact, an essential oil can be up to 100 times more concentrated than a dry powdered herb. And so this formula in Terrific Z's includes mandarin, lemon balm, ravensara, and lavender. And you put all those together, and it's an incredibly relaxing essential oil formula that allows people to fall asleep, stay asleep, and awake refreshed. So for individuals who are looking specifically for sleep assistance, the Terrific Z's with the essential oil formula is something that's been really, really successful for us.
You know, where is the cutoff on age where we can actually start using products like these? And the reason I say that is because, I mean, I look around today and I see kids. Oh, my goodness, we didn't look like that when we were kids. We were kids. I'm seeing 13, 14, 15-year-olds today that look like they're 25 years old and bigger. I mean, bigger frames, more weight, just taller. But I hear about a lot of these kids. You know, they're in high school. They can't sleep. I blame it a lot on the electronic devices and social media and bad diets, of course. But when do we start being allowed to maybe recommend it to the younger folks, or are we still geared at younger adults?
Well, both Curemin PM and Terrific Z's for teenagers is just fine. The only thing I don't like about use in teenagers is just what you said. There's a lot of electronics use, and they're exposing their eyes to blue light well into the night. You try prying a smartphone out of a teenager's hand when he or she goes to bed at night. It's a very difficult process. And so first, I'd want to look at what can we improve in their lives and their health to try to get them into a healthy sleep schedule again. Now, that said, teenagers are wired to stay up at night and get up late in the morning, and schools are not designed that way. So, yes, I think any of these products could be used by teenagers to help reset their time clock a little bit so that maybe they're able to get to sleep a little earlier and wake rested instead of feeling groggy the first two classes of high school.
Well, you know, I think we're going to learn a lot more as time goes by because people are starting to give a good night's rest the respect that it deserves, and they're also starting to see very vividly what it's like to try to function in today's world without charging their own batteries.
Absolutely. I read a statistic one time, and I can't remember the exact number or percentage, but driving on the road when you're extremely fatigued is almost as risky as drunk driving because it interferes with your reaction time and your reaction speed and your judgment. So think about that in your everyday life. You may not be driving, but how well are you functioning in whatever it is you're passionate about if you're fatigued all the time?
Yeah, that makes very, very good sense. And I think a lot of us are still trying to, you know, look at things, you know, with a little bit of a better point of view. And, you know, I don't think we really do look at things the way we need to look at them. And I think a lot of us are very, very confused as to, you know, how to approach the whole idea of getting healthy. But, you know, sleep is important, and we're going to get a vivid realization before you know it. Keep in mind, website of the week, sleepfoundation.org. Of course, EuropharmaUSA.com for more information on those wonderful products that Cheryl brought up today. A book you might want to check out called Sleep Smarter, 21 Essential Strategies to Sleep Your Way to a Better Body, Better Health, and Bigger Success by Sean Stevenson. You know, Cheryl, I think this is such an important topic. You know, we could talk about it all day. The bottom line is we need sleep. It needs us to give ourselves good sleep. And if we don't get it, we are definitely going to pay the price. And, you know, when people start getting a good night's rest, their whole world changes.
You know, that's absolutely true. Your mood improves, too. I mean, a lot of people who aren't getting enough sleep go one of two ways. Either their mood is down the rest of the day because they can't quite get the energy up to enjoy themselves, or they're anxious the rest of the day. Sometimes lack of sleep makes you jittery. So, you know, I mean, it's things that we need to look at. What's going on in your life? Look at the whole person. I think that you summed it up when you said respect. Respect for sleep instead of constantly shortchanging ourselves or sacrificing our sleep because we feel like we have to take care of everybody in the whole wide world. You know, maybe there are some things or tasks that other people might be able to manage so that you can get a better night's sleep. Now, every now and then, all moms and dads have to stay up with the occasional sick child, or every now and then, all men and women have to maybe pull an all-nighter to make something spectacular happen for work or education. But most of the time, I think we need to pay attention to sleep is as valuable to me as is my diet, as is my healthy living, as is the kind of environment I put myself in every single day. And having respect for that is probably the first step towards getting healthy with our sleep.
So we talked today a lot about sleep. I hope that you'll take the time to start respecting your body and giving your body the best sleep you can possibly get. That means a new mattress, you know, cooling down the room, some air movement in the room. That's all part of it as well. Keep those lighted devices out of the bedroom. Bedrooms are for sleep and intimacy. That's it. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is the Talk Healthy Today show on Radio MD, brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at europharmausa.com. For more information on this and all of my show segments, remember to go to my radio show page at Radio MD and look for the Talk Healthy Today show for the on-demand podcast of the show. I thank you for listening. Stay well. Good. Nice show.